weight training.
Yeah.
And I've been eating like a dog, and I've gained plenty of cut, but I'm having so much trouble putting on the weight.
How tall are you?
5'10".
How much you weigh?
Right now, 150 pounds.
And you want to bulk up, eh?
I'm trying. I don't know what to do. I'm coming.
How old are you?
23 years old.
Well, you still see have a pretty fast metabolism.
Yeah.
So what you're going to need to do is, are you lifting heavy weights? You got to lift heavy. You know,
yeah,
I'm
doing about sets of 3 to 4.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, heavy weight, and keep in mind, you're not eating enough. I know it sounds like you're wondering how you can eat any more without bursting.
That's exactly it.
But you have to eat more, and the trick to that is eat drinkable things that have tremendous amount of protein and calorie.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, like you go to the drugstore, you get cases of stuff like, you know, the weight on and nutriment and all that kind of stuff. You got to really have cases in it all the time.
Yeah, get those
powders and, I mean, eat whatever you're eating now, but add the supplements, okay? Eat whatever you're eating, but add those supplements. Now, it may not be the best thing for your health because you'll be putting away some massive amount of calories.
Yeah.
There's always that debate. But I'm telling you, in order to get big, whatever it is, you're not eating enough. Because sooner or later, I've heard people say, well, I'm skinny. I can't gain weight. I can eat a whole cheesecake, and I still weigh 122 pounds. Well, then that means you got to eat 10 cheesecakes.
Yeah.
But I'm not recommending cheesecake because then you'll get a gut. But, you know, eat a lot of protein.
Right.
I used to, I know the Barbarian Brothers. I was talking to them. You know those guys? The Barbarian Brothers?
I'm not familiar with them.
Well, they're too huge. The guys are so big they can't get clothing anywhere, even in the big and tall men's shop, because they're so huge.
Right.
They tell me they were eating like 40, 50 eggs a day, and the way you do that is, that's probably horrible for your heart, but I'm just telling you how these guys get big.
Yeah.
They would just drink them. You know, you just drink, it's easy to drink a dozen eggs.
Raw.
You
gotta be kidding.
Yeah, I'm not recommending you do that. I'm saying that's what the Barbarian Brothers did.
And that's because it seems to me that you had a...
I had a tough time, but I had to eat all that stuff, too. I was doing a dozen eggs raw for a while.
You had raw eggs you were drinking,
though. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's pretty grim.
That is.
But after a while, you'd be surprised. It's disgusting at first, but, you know, if you just... You have to control your gag reflex.
Yeah, I think you just might lose it.
But once again, all this stuff is probably pretty unhealthy. You're 5'10", 150, you probably live to be 90 years old.
Why?
What you want to do... Why? Because you're thin, and you're lithe, and you're in good health. Here you're talking about, you know, drinking a dozen eggs and eating all these carbos and trying to bulk up and putting on 30 pounds. It's probably not the best thing for your longevity, but you look good in the casket, huh?
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. That's what they always used to tell me. What do you want to get big for? Actually, you ever seen any really bulky 80-year-old guys? No, you don't. They're all spindly, because in order to live a long life, you got to be a little spindly, because if you're big and bulky, it's too much of a strain on your heart, yeah. Huh? Yeah, but I'd say, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be Don Knotts. He may live to be 100, but do you want to live like Don Knotts and look like that? No, I want to have 25 pallbearers, because I'll be so huge, the damn casket, the handles will break off the casket, and it'll go bouncing down the steps of the church. Bang, into the side of the limousine. Huh? Everybody will say, my God, he's too bulky, we can't carry it. People will be wrenching their backs, and there I'll be splayed out on the steps, dripping formaldehyde. People say, look at the size of this guy. Somebody help me, we'll need to get a crane. Get a derrick, and he'll pick me up with a ditch witch, you know, and he'll lift me up. And then they'll throw me on top of the limo, and it'll be rattling and dragging, and the fender will be sparking on the ground as they drive me to the cemetery, and then I'll get there, and the hole will be too narrow to fit me in there. Yeah, my shoulders will get hung up at the top of the hole. I'll have to get the damn grave diggers and say, hey, widen the hole. This guy's too huge. His shoulders won't fit in. Look at the delts on this guy. Huh? And so they'll have to dig out the sides of the hole. Say, son of a, I can't believe it. Yeah, and then finally, they'll roll me in there. Boof, I'll hit with a thud, and the earthworms will be running like, get away. Look at the size of this guy. Holy jeez. And I'll be lying there. My last memory on this earth would be he was...
Soon be lumbering as well.
Yeah. You don't want to walk trippingly down the street, do you? Huh?
I just want to lumber.
You want to lumber like a man. Sure, some people criticize you and say you look like you got a load in your pants, but they're just jealous because they can't lumber. Yeah. Huh?
That's a great... I love it.
And listen to me. I'm heaving now from the exertion of my alliteration right now. Now I'm heaving and lumbering.
I think you're going to lose those raw eggs you just had.
Yeah. No, I don't do that anymore.
Really.
Keep in mind, that's a brief thing. Once you get big, you have to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And I say, once you get to your desired weight, then you got to stop.
What do you do? You got to keep that, though.
Well, you'll keep it. Your muscle doesn't really fade away as long as you keep working out.
All right.
Yeah, all right?
Sounds great.
All right.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey, bye-bye. Let me pull a Jimmy Swaggart. Just release a little bit of the tension, eh? Yeah, it fires me up. What you talking about getting big, huh? What you talking about getting massive? Massive! Yeah, when you talking about lumberjack? Yeah, when you talking about being Johnny Bold? It's not easy. There's a big price you pay. It's 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Stand by. I got the selection for the Grease Collection, and that bad boy is hot.
If you've always dreamed of owning a new Jeep, but never dreamed you could afford it,
wake up to the price leader.
Heritage Jeep Eagle.
Right now, every Jeep.
Even every Eagle Premier on our lot is only $1 over invoice, excluding freight and dealer-installed options.
$1 over invoice on Jeep Comanche pickups,
Wranglers,
Grand Wagoneers,
and the new Jeep Cherokee.
Once again, selected as the 4x4 of the year.
And now it's the deal of the year at Heritage for only $1 over invoice, including dealer incentives and rebates.
Be among the first to own the first major new American automobile in nearly 30 years.
The Eagle Premier.
A first at Heritage for only $1 over invoice.
Now, Heritage is open on Sundays till the last customer is served.
7 days a week, it's $1 over invoice on every Jeep Eagle at Heritage Jeep Eagle.
Remember, you snooze, you lose, because $1 over invoice is for a limited time at Heritage Jeep Eagle.
Exit 1, Beltway South in Alexandria.
Heritage.
The price leader.
They just can't keep it a secret any longer. Miller Genuine Draft Concerts at Meriwether Post Pavilion presents Whitesnake. Whitesnake's David Coverdale wants to issue you a personal invitation to be at Meriwether on May 24th for the rock and roll kickoff of the 1988 concert season. Joining Whitesnake will be their partners in crime, Great White. Tickets go on sale for this May 24th show at 10 a.m. this Friday at all Ticketron locations, including most area Sears and Woody stores, or call 1-800-233-4050 to charge by phone. Whitesnake, along with Great White. That's May 24th at Meriwether Post Pavilion, brought to you by Miller Genuine Draft. Subscribers, don't panic. Your renewal information will be in the mail in early April.
This Easter, when your family sits down to your traditional holiday dinner, take a moment before you pass your plate to look around the table. Not at the luscious spread of food and drink, but at the people, your family. Just take a minute to think about something only you share with each person, whether it's a grandparent, an uncle, cousin, son, daughter, or even a close friend you call family. Because it's each one of these personal joys, triumphs, and tears you share that most precious Easter tradition of all, your family. And when it comes time to pass your plate, let us remember the true meaning of that first Easter as we gather for this year's celebration. This Easter thought was brought to you by our family at the Honey Baked Ham Company. Proud to be part of your family's Easter tradition since 1957.
Honey Baked Ham, available at your Honey Baked store on Franconia Road, 1 mile east of Springfield Mall, or Leisure World Plaza, Silver Spring, or Penmar Plaza, Forestville, Maryland. Now open at Park Plaza, Severna Park, and Turnpike Center, Fairfax.
If you live anywhere in the greater Washington area, beware, because war has been declared. Tyson's Toyota and Fairfax Toyota, the number one and two Toyota dealers in the Mid-Atlantic area, have challenged each other to an all-out truck shootout to find out who's really number one. Choose from a combined inventory of 350 trucks. Big savings with $2,000 direct from the factory distributor, cash rebate on 16 Toyota car and truck models. Use it as your down payment or keep it. And that's after your best deal. Plus, just announced factory-to-dealer incentives on selected trucks that could mean extra big savings. Fairfax Toyota, Tyson's Toyota, all-out truck warfare. And the shooter is you. But the war ends April 4th, so hurry. The choice is yours. See Fairfax Toyota, Routes 123 and 50 in Fairfax, or Tyson's Toyota, Leesburg Pike and Tyson's Corner. And get the best truck deal of the year.
The selection from the Grease Collection is next. It is hot. I have special dispensation for it, so please stand by for Millrush. WWDC-FM Washington, this is Rod Allen for the DC 101 News at 7 o'clock. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis has swept the primary elections.
His latest victory came yesterday in Connecticut's Democratic primary. And the Massachusetts governor says that gives his campaign a very good boost for the next round of presidential races. But rival candidate Jesse Jackson, who had pulled ahead of Dukakis in the delegate count with a win in Michigan over the weekend, says Dukakis won in Connecticut because he's from New England. On the Republican side, George Bush won 70% of the vote in the state where he grew up. His closest rival, Bob Dole, quit the presidential race as voting was underway. A union dispute is at the center of the suspension of 23 St. Elizabeth's Hospital employees. They could lose their jobs. The Washington Post says they have until today to answer charges they neglected their duty last week by refusing to give patients medication. The union representing the workers says D.C. law makes clear that the workers could face civil and criminal charges if they gave out medicine, because only doctors and professional nursing personnel are allowed to do that. But D.C. officials say the law doesn't apply to St. Elizabeth's. The dispute is one of the problems that's cropped up since the federal government transferred control of the hospital to the district, allowed to dispense medication when the federal government ran the institution. Jimmy Swaggart's ministry is expected to have a statement today on the punishment handed to him by the Assemblies of God Church. Leaders have ordered Swaggart out of the pulpit for at least a year and have pulled his right to appear on TV, even on videotape, for that year. Swaggart is for real. The church wants him to undergo rehabilitation for moral failure that reportedly included hiring a prostitute to pose nude. Mostly sunny and mild today, high 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50. Thursday, variably cloudy, high 65. Right now it's 49 degrees. This is Rod Allen Fritz.
So pretty, I've been up here doing loop-the-loops, which is hard to do in the chop. Well, you know, you got your usual delays, I'm sure. New York Avenue, by the way, they got one lane open in each direction between 13th and 5th Streets Northwest. Two lanes in each direction between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue, so that's always a problem. I can't really slow there. But anyway, I'll be buzzing around. You got the big balloon, the big balloon, but these...
And so, another day dawned in the life of Johnny Mulcair. As he swung his massive quadriceps out of the bed, he started in his landa.
All right, maybe the quads ain't massive. But the delts, I got
Yeah. Ooh, sweet. Okay, the selection for the Grease Collection is a hot one. Did you ever see the movie... American Gigolo.
Huh?
You ever see that thing about a guy that is hired to go out with women and stuff? Richard Gere. You ever see that? This was a good movie. I recommend it for the weekend. You're not doing anything. You rent that tape, American Gigolo. It was kind of neat. They have one guy in there pulling a Jimmy Swaggart. Guy hires him to go to take his wife, and he's in the background going, from the back. It's got to be from the back. It's kind of crazy movie, but they do this one. The guy's getting ready to go out on a big night. They play this in the background as Richard Gere is laying out his clothing. Like you see, my wardrobe is distant from my honey. She's got one wing of the Grease Palace. I've got the other. And when I'm laying out my clothing as we prepare to go out on the town, sometimes I'll play this in the background. Huh? As I'm deciding which shirt, which tie, as I'm putting the outfit together. Huh? Sometimes I'll put this on. Do you remember? Smoker on DC 101. From the back. It's got to be from the back. DC 101. DC. Smokey Robinson of the Miracles. And I second that emotion. Remember that Steve C's going to ask you about it this afternoon. It means we all get to do that nice T-shirt. From DC 101. Hot stuff. A special dispensation for a Motown moment. Yes, oh, we were working out. I was doing that. No, I wasn't doing the Piggly Wiggly, and I was not doing the Copa Caprice during that tune, man. I was doing the Ishka Bibble. Yeah, buddy, the Ishka Bibble, which is a tough one to do, but I have perfected it. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's pick up the blower. 4321101. Hello.
Grease, buddy, what is happening?
I'm rocking.
You aren't kidding this morning. Hey, this is your old buddy Biff. Remember I called you last summer?
What can I do for you, Biff?
Well, a little bit bummed out this morning, buddy.
What's the matter?
Well, I was bulking up last summer, getting ready for the D.C. Novice Bodybuilding Show last weekend, and I got sick on Saturday. Couldn't go in the show.
Unbelievable. After all that bulking up, how you look? You look good? You cut? Yeah, you cut, huh?
Cut to the bone, buddy.
I mean, have you got cuts you can stick $5 bills in, huh?
You got it, buddy. You got
Yeah, man. You know you got cuts in your quads where you can stand there with a roll of quarters and just stick them in there, huh?
Massive trapezius, buddy. Massive.
Ski slope traps. Cannonball delts.
Absolutely. Could you play Black Slacks for me?
All right, we'll get it on later.
You bad man, buddy.
All right, I'm bad, brother. Believe me, that's bad. All right, 101, hello.
Can I talk to you, Grease?
This is he. Go ahead, please.
Hey, is there any chance of getting a beef it for the Maryland State Bench Press Champions?
You never know, buddy. Maybe I'll get that on for you, all right?
They're from Northern High School.
All right.
In Calvert County.
All right, stay bulky. 101, hello.
Yeah, Grease man.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how one would go about becoming a boss job.
Yeah, you want to know what it's like to become a man?
Yeah, buddy.
You want to know what it's like to grab a Sennheiser and a meaty fish and begin to shriek and reek and have a ball, eh?
Yeah, buddy.
How old are you?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Well, then I'd recommend getting into a college that's got a radio station. You practice on the college radio station. One job leads to another, and before you know it, you're bold, proud, and on the air. But that would be my game plan. Huh?
Okay, yeah.
All through college, get them folders from the college, all through high school, and you plan on it, all right? I'd say, maybe, I went to Ithaca College. Got a good radio TV program there, and you study in the college, and he says to use your hydraulics, but don't listen to him. Listen to him. He'll just get you in trouble. You keep out of this. I'm trying to tell the guy to go to college with the radio TV department. Will you shut up, please? I'm trying to speak to this young man and guide his life. He says what you need to do is wag that thing repeatedly. That's not... will you stop it? I'm trying to give this guy a career background. He can't go into a radio station and just start doing that. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, oh, look, he blew his nose. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
That's my recommendation, okay?
Okay.
Find a school and learn, buddy. Learn to rock it. Learn how to do that thing. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Okay, we'll do some singing this morning. I believe it. I believe that would be indeed in order. But first, I got to let you know what's happened at town and country Buick Isuzu. In Woodbridge, they said, Grease, please do not tell people to buy the Trooper 2 and pull the porch off their ex-wife's house. And I never said that. I never did. Let me make that clear. Even though it is possible. Have you heard about the Isuzu Trooper 2 that they got over town and country? It's so, when you see that thing, you'll realize, man, this thing is mean looking. Huh, it's capable, huh? You could launch a third world revolution if you had a few of these things. Yes, it would be possible to throw a length of chain around it and haul a porch off your ex-wife's house, but don't do it. Because that would be abusive and illegal, and your butt will be in the slammer. Yeah, but it is possible. It's nice to know you got that capability. Ain't no law against driving around a block, is ya? Huh? And looking at the porch, wondering if you should pull it off. Don't do it. You hear me talking? Do not. But Town and Country Buick Isuzu at Bridgeman says, come on by and keep it by with just $1,000 in your hand and or a trade equivalent, you know, the ratty old thing you're driving. Just add to it an additional $10,888. You roll out in a brand new Trooper, too. The only thing you got to pay on top of that is taxes, tag, and freight. So, I mean, you're talking a really minimal price for a maxi kind of vehicle. At Town and Country Buick Isuzu, but do not abuse it, eh? At 1108 Horner Road in Woodbridge. Call them at 550-8233.
Sayers has it. A heavy-duty shock for your car as low as $4.99 plus installation. Just $4.99. That's half price. And definitely our lowest price of the season. In fact, now through Saturday at Sayers, all shocks for your car or light truck are 10 to 50% off. 10 to 50% off. Great prices for a smooth ride. Sayers has it, so come and get it. We install confidence with no appointment needed. Days, nights, and weekends.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
Good morning. A penny for your thoughts. And I bet you're thinking about breakfast. Well, do you know that this penny can buy you something hot, crisp, and delicious right now at participating Roy Rogers? That's right. A golden hash brown potato costs just one penny when you order any of Roy's hot breakfast crescent sandwiches. Yeah, hash browns for just a penny with any breakfast crescent sandwich. Well, what are you waiting for? Oh, yeah. Enjoy those hash browns.
I wake up and I say, Roger's Day. What a pleasure to see. Whatever I like, the rest could I be. What more could I say? It's my kind of face. Puts a smile on my face. What it takes.
Roy Rogers hash browns. Crescent sandwich, available during breakfast hours only. Hurry, this is coming soon.
All right. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. 13. Policeman. Yeah, buddy. Mostly sunny and mild today. High 75. It's 13 after 7 as we continue on. But it was... people always ask me what it takes to get me happy like this. Am I on something? No. I have a little Java, but no, I never have. Thank God. Thank God I've never been into drugs of any kind. I have a light social drink every now and then, but... I ain't into drugs. All right, so I have a couple of pops every now and then, but I'm not into drugs. I'm excited about rocking. That's the good thing about being a boss jock. It is kind of exciting. But the only time I have ever been in any drug-induced state has been accidentally. I remember one time, I was at the dentist's office getting some wisdom teeth yanked, and the doctor said to me, Grace, what's it going to be? Novocaine, gas, punch to the jaw? I said, I appreciate it, doctor. You eat the crunching of a tooth coming out. He said, you got it. So he put that in me. He said, hold this over your face. So I held this little thing over my face. He turned on the gas. But I'm breathing deep because I don't want to feel any pain. Just then his phone rings. Phone. He said, yeah, what? Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I can get together with you on that. Sure. Sure. The medical convention is waiting, so he's talking away. And I think I took a little bit more than that than I was supposed to. He comes from and goes, oh, jeez, Grease, take that off your face. And, I'm kind of like, He said, I was on the blower. I got a re-scrub for the extraction. Can you hang on a second? I said, sure, Doc. And he went to wash up and put his gloves on and everything. Well, I was so out of it, I just stood up from the chair, and I went walking out of there. I had the little gown draped around me. I went walking right into the waiting room, and there were a bunch of people sitting there. And they went, hey, look, it's the Grace. Hey, Grace. But I was so out of it, I just stood there, and I said, blood, slack. They said, isn't it supposed to be blood? Black slack. I stood there with my arms sticking straight out like Nightmare on Elm Street. Black slack. Like Dawn, Living Dead. Black slack. The dentist said, hey, where's the Grease? I was out there. Black slack. I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy, oh. Black slack. And I walked out of the parking lot with a gaggle of people following me. Other people stopped on the road. Hey, it's the Grease. Look at him. Why is he walking like he's in a trance? Somebody said, I don't know. There's something wrong with him. He's a little spacey or something. That nitrous oxide was running around my brain. I'm ready to go. When I put him on, cool radio. And I started playing the air guitar. The only thing is, I was the only one hearing the music. I was here in the parking lot. That white surgical gown draped over me, and I was like, punch it over. Dig it out. I mean, all my fingers were working like 90 miles an hour on the fritz. I had an imaginary pick, and I was like, whoa. Smoke in the Stratocaster. Traffic stopped. Somebody called the cops. Life. Meanwhile, the dentist came running out and said, my God, Gray, what the hell are you doing out here in the parking lot? Life. I couldn't even form a sentence. Life. The only thing I could say is a gathering of admirers. Life. I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy-o. I dropped to the ground, I started convulsing. But I'm still playing the air guitar. People were afraid to come up to me. Somebody tried to shove a stick under my tongue. The dentist said, no, leave him alone. He's all right. He's just a little too much gas. Grace, he started slapping me. Grace. Black. I'm ready to go. When I put him on, I'm a cool daddy. Well, on the walk back, he grabbed me by the elbow and started leading me back to his office. And I guess, being outside in the fresh air and everything, it cleared my head. And I didn't want to disappoint all the people that had stopped and said, hey, there's the Grease. So I jumped up on a parked car right on the roof, dropped trowel, and said, black slack. Black slack. Black slack. Black slack. Black slack. Make a doodle-daddy-o. When I put him on, I'll be ready to go. When I go places, I just don't care. You'll know why when you see what I wear. Black slacks. Ain't going jeans, black slacks. Really, I keep black slacks. Make them cool, daddy-o. When I put them on, I'll be ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks. Mostly in the head, black slacks. Well, that's what I say, black slacks. I'm the cat's pajamas. I also run around with crazy little mamas. Yeah, go, yeah. Go down to the right. Like it's hard to the right, go down to the left. Gotcha. Well, the girls all look when I go by. It's what I wear, it makes them sigh. Black slacks. I wear a red bow tie, black slacks. I say me oh by black slacks. I got a cat chain down on my knees. I ain't nothing but a real cool breeze. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Black slacks. Make him cool, daddy-o. When I put him on, I'm ready to go. When I put him on, I'm ready to go. When I put him on, I'm ready to go. Black slack. Black slack. Black slack. Say it with me now. Black slack.
Black slack.
Hey, all right, here I go. Oh.
Look at this. Give me a hand here, Steve. I was playing the guitar with my teeth, and I got my payas stuck in the strings.
Ouch, ouch. Ah, don't pull. Don't pull. Jeez. Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, just cut them off, sir. I'll grow new payas. Yeah, it's 21 minutes after 7 o'clock with the Grease Man rocking my way through another day. Here at the Mega Mother. Long distance line. Good morning. Hello, quickly.
Hey, Grease.
Yes.
Hey, man, I got a problem.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, man. See, the thing is, there's this girl, right? I mean, okay, and, like, I was really hot for her last year.
What's your problem in 20 words or less?
Okay, this girl, she's hot for me, man. And, man, she's weird.
All right, see you later. 101, good morning.
Hi, yes, Grease Man.
Yes.
I've been trying to accomplish something for the past 3 weeks.
You got through? What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could play Save All Your Love by Great White.
Why? Because you're in love with some guy, huh? For 3 weeks, you've been trying to get that song because you're in love with a guy and you want him to hear it, huh?
Yes.
You wasted your time. You wasted your time.
No, I just want to hear the song. I'm dying to hear it. It's been so long since I've heard it.
All right. If that's the case, then okay. But if you're playing it because you think that somebody, you know, Chauncey's listening, he's going to hear it and run hungrily to your arm.
One of their great tunes, I think, sound really cool.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. 101. Hello.
Hey, Grease.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to bust your chops.
Oh, jeez. What do I do now?
Hey, on that selection from the Grease Collection.
Yeah.
The song that he was laying his clothes out to.
Was not. I second that emotion.
Yes, it was not.
It was, what was it again?
The love I saw in you was just a mirage.
Oh, yeah. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, definitely a good movie.
He did say from the back, did he?
Yeah, he did. All right. He did. You got that part right.
I got that part right.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks for ruining my whole day.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Bye now.
You heard her? That's the end of a magnum on the roof of my house. That's the magnum. Yeah, but I won't do that. You just pushed me a step closer to the Texas Tower.
That's it.
The people of Austin, thank you. See you later.
Okay, bye now.
All right, so what? It's still a good movie, whatever. So all this while I've been putting my clothes out the wrong tune. Years. When was that movie out? 77? It's 88. 11 years. I'm putting my clothing on the wrong sock. Ah! Stupid. You stupid.
Unbelievable, man. That is unbelievable. You up for little Johnny Rico? Huh? What do you think? Is today the day? All right. Stand by for action. I am loaded for bear today. Here at the Mega Mother, 23 after 7.
Our part in the Vietnam War ended in 1973, but for some, the war continues back here in the States. The enemy hasn't changed, but now the only weapon left is steel justice. Steel justice now at Arrow's Video Club.
They trained him to kill, then they turned him loose. And for 12 years, he tried to forget, but he can't forget his friends or forgive his enemies.
Go ahead, take on the whole Vietnamese mafia.
But I gotta do something.
It'll take an army to stop them.
That's why I'm here.
Never underestimate the power of a peaceful man.
And don't underestimate this powerful story of a Vietnam vet's fight for honor. Martin Cove of Cagney and Lacey stars in Steel Justice. Rent Paramount Home Video Steel Justice at any Arrows Video Club. Arrows is having a membership sale. For a limited time only, Arrows one-year memberships, regularly $19.95, are on sale now for only $9.95. Join Arrows today. Rent Steel Justice tonight. Arrows, E-R-O-L-S.
How's the hotshot executive doing this morning, huh, Stephen?
Oh, hi, Chad. Pretty good.
Oh, and the career, is that doing good?
Yep, things are just fine, Chad. Thanks.
Oh, really? Well, that's not what I hear.
Oh, what did you hear?
Well, I'm not the one to talk, but I heard it from the company grapevine that you really blew it this time.
Oh, how, Chad?
Oh, come on, Stephen. You're the guy who bought the company's new fleet of cars, weren't you?
So?
So, I heard you really broke the company's bank on this one.
Really?
It's me, Stephen's your friend. Oh. You can admit it. A car that has front-wheel drive, AM, FM stereo, plush carpeting that's big enough to fit five, yeah, and has more standard features than any car in its class.
That's right.
Sounds to me like a real career stopper. Oh, here's the boss. You're in for it now.
Love these new Hyundais, Stevens. Smart choice. See you on the yacht this weekend?
Sure thing, RP.
The Hyundai Excel proves that common sense has its rewards.
What were you saying, Ted? Ugly tie, Stevens.
Hyundai. Cars that make sense.
He was hungry for money. He was hungry for power. But most of all, he was hungry.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Double cheeseburger, please.
Hungry for McDonald's double cheeseburger. The big taste of two all-beef patties and golden melted cheese. But he had to pay a price.
Yeah, just 99 cents. Ah!
Just 99 cents for McDonald's double cheeseburger.
It's a good time for the great taste.
For a limited time.
Whoa. Of McDonald's.
Plus tax at participating McDonald's.
26 after 7 o'clock with the grease. I can't believe I've been getting dressed to the wrong record for 11 years. That still bothers me now. Now I feel like a fool. I feel like a fool. I'm going to have to re-rent that tape and catch up on what I've been missing. It is 26 after 7 o'clock. We expect mostly sunny and mild conditions today with a high between 70 and 75. And partly cloudy tonight, low 45 to 50. Then on Thursday, variably cloudy, not quite so warm, high 60 to 65. And right now it's 50 degrees right here at ground zero, by the way. Yes, I try to affect a certain sophistication. I guess you've seen it by now. I try to conduct myself in a gentlemanly manner, but it wasn't always that way. It was at one time in my life I was a stinking punk. On a grand concourse, huh? Yeah, everybody knew me as Nino Guisminelli. But all the guys called me Johnny Rico. And I remember I was sitting around with the guys, smoking a Lucky. And I said, you know, guys, you ain't gonna see me here tomorrow. I'll be at cheerleading practice. They said, cheerleading practice? Pom-poms! And hopping around yelling, rah-rah! I said, let me tell you something. Yeah, be hopping around. Also be lifting up girls, looking up their skirts, squeezing their butts and passing them around. I get out of class. I get to go on trips. Huh? And all I do is lift up a girl or two. Who's the super one, huh? My buddy said, well, I thought those guys were nice. Let me tell you about those guys. Those are the smart guys. We're the stupid ones sitting up in the stands enjoying Rosie while they're squeezing the squat. So sure enough, I remember the first game. We were taking on Central High. Here I was on the field. I didn't wear no shorts. Still had my boots on. Had a cigarette hanging out of the corner of my mouth. I told all the other cheerleaders, be careful not to kick over my D. Well, I pick up this one, babe. And like little Jack Horner, we stand in the corner. I stuck in my thumb. And it was day. And I threw it through the air. The other guy, but he missed it. He went in the stand.
rolled like down the whole bleachers. And then when she got to the bottom of the stairs, we had this funny car we used as our mascot on her head when she went with you. I said, hey! I grabbed her ankles trying to get shards of glass cut through her leather sweater. And her little ankle bracelet got hung up on a door handle. I yanked her out and she was a little on the bloody side. She was ticked, but she'd get over it. Started raining ineffectual blows about my head and shoulders. I said, hey, as I held her wrist to her side, what do you think, huh? Saturday, you, me, dinner, huh? My light, look, I'll bring the band-aids, you bring the booze, okay?
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man on DC 101.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. The agony of defeat.
It's war for a dumb jock. Biff Cantrell.
What the hell? Biff Cantrell. DC 101 Sports. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:30. Dale Hunter scored a power play goal 1 minute and 14 seconds into the third period last night, lifting the Washington Capitals into a 2-2 tie with the Detroit Red Wings. Hunter, left alone in front of the Detroit net, took a centering pass, and oh, man, a backhand shot behind a goalie, and bingo, his 20th goal of the season is in the record book. The Skins have traded somebody. Wide receiver Clarence Verdan. He's gone. Indianapolis Colts. Bye-bye. We love you, Clarence. Good luck. Pittsburgh Steelers have been shopping for another quarterback. Oh, yeah. They brought home Todd Blackledge yesterday. The Steelers gave Kansas City a fourth-round pick in the next draft for Blackledge, who's been an occasional starter for the Chiefs since joining the NFL out of Penn State in 83. Hey, Todd, now that you've been signed, what are you going to do until August? I mean, you know, switch thumbs or what? You're going to hang out? You're going to look good?
Biting my tail off to win the starting job, and I really can't set my sights on anything beyond that. That's what I hope to do. I hope to win the starting job, and I'm going to do everything that I can in the next couple months to do that.
Okay, well, we'll be looking for your face on the field. That's the story up to the minute. Don't forget Dexter Manley with Al Michaels on Friday. Going to be exciting, 7:30 and 8:30. With exciting action and piercing and probing questions from the decks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone. This is Biff Cantrell.
All right. A well done job indeed. The Greasy Dog on DC 101.
Back then, long time ago, when you could
grass
was
DC 101, back when we was fair. George Harrison, the Grease Man here enjoying a glorious midweek extravaganza. It's hump day, and let me see, no rain in the forecast, so it's going to be a dry hump day. With a high 75. Yeah, beautiful day today. You're sweet in extension of yesterday, and then tomorrow variably cloudy, not quite so warm, high 65, but we'll take it on a platter. We'll take it on a platter. Yeah, it's 25 before 8 o'clock. People have been wacky this morning. It's around that long-distance line. Good morning.
It's greetings from Jacksonville.
How are you doing? Is that where you're calling from?
Actually, I'm calling from Baltimore. I had to come up and get a dose of shrieking.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, how about doing me a favor when you get some time? How about a little Miss You by the Stones, although I don't know you can use the same words that you did back home.
I've done a new version. I'll do it for you here, okay? All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. What a one. Hello.
Hi, can I talk to you off the air?
Off the air. You got it. You're in the hold mode. 101, stand by for Tullo's retrieval.
Hello.
Yes.
Grease Man.
Yes.
You got a lawman on the line.
A lawman? Where are you a lawman?
I'm a lawman at MPD, Metropolitan Police Department.
Right here, D.C.
Yeah, D.C. And you know what? I've been on hold. The phone keeps ringing and ringing. What's the deal?
I'm sorry. We have 80 zillion lines.
911 or what, huh?
No, I'm telling you. Lines here, and like even as I'm speaking to you, there's other lines ringing, people waiting their turn. It's just busy. What can I do for you?
I went to a lawman on a person I stopped the other day. And I stopped this guy for a DWI.
Uh-huh.
He was so messed up.
You stopped him for DWI? What happened?
He was so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me. I said, sir, have you been drinking? He said, me? I've had a couple, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I can drive.
So what happened?
Come on. I said, sir, step out of the car. He couldn't step out of the car. He fell out of the car. He fell out of the car.
Did you haul him away?
Huh? I had to.
All right, I'll do a lawman for you, okay?
Do a lawman.
All right, I think the weirdest drunk I ever picked up back in my lawman days, this guy comes plowing down a one-way street. I mean...
Airchecks.com, where classic radio lives.